Belinda Audio Books production. The Strange Adventures of Isidore Brown.
Goodness, said Lulu, smiling as kindly as she could under the circumstances. A river?
Yes, replied Isidore, excitement shining in his eyes. And do you know what happens at the end of a river?
Well,
Lulu began, because she had always paid attention in class.
Rivers start in mountains.
But Isidore broke in. He could not contain himself. At the end of a river lies Antarctica!
Oh.
Lulu was quiet for a moment.
Well,
she said a little doubtfully, because she supposed it might be true.
You said you were going to tell us what was in Isidore's satchel!
I am! Just be patient!
Tell us!
I will! Okay?
And look, cried Isidore, reaching over to his satchel, stretching his hand right down to the farthest, deepest part of it, and pulling out...
A blow-up canoe!
Squealed Lulu.
A blow-up canoe? A blow-up canoe?
Yes! A blow-up canoe!
You mean Isidore and Lulu are going to sail to Antarctica in a blow-up canoe?
I do!
To find his father who had turned into an ice block?
Yes!
Really?
You'll see!
Isidore and Lulu sat down on the floor. Lulu blew into the right side of the canoe, and Isidore blew into the left. They blew and blew and blew until they were nearly sick. But then, up popped a canoe.